It was not books nor book learning, however, that did the most for young Washington. It was his companionship with his half-brothers Augustine and Lawrence. Up to this time, he had seen very little of these young men, for they had been at school in England for several years. After their return, Lawrence the Elder had been made a captain in the English army and had gone to the West Indies, while Augustine had settled as a planter on the Wakefield farm. Washington spent much of his time in the company of his brothers, and they took a great fancy to him. He was then a bright, promising lad, rather large for his age, fond of all outdoor games, and an exceptionally good horseman. He was also a good shot, a daring huntsman, and a keen woodsman, ready for any sport or adventure. It is no wonder that Lawrence and Augustine Washington were pleased to have young George with them. They were both educated, honorable men who had seen more of the world than most Virginians, and it was fortunate for Washington that he had their guidance and advice during these years. Doubtless they were proud of his skill in hunting and riding, and encouraged him, but they also showed him that he was expected to be something better than a horse trainer or a hunter. They set him an excellent example of useful work and decent living. Captain Lawrence Washington proved a strong influence in making his brother into a gentleman, and some of the happiest hours that the lad ever knew were passed at the plantation on Hunting Creek, which Lawrence had received from his father, and which he had named Mount Vernon. Here, Washington met many of his brother's comrades. Here he frequently met officers of the Royal Navy and of the big merchant ships which sailed into the Potomac and listened to many a story of adventure on land and sea. So it is not at all surprising that George soon began to think he would like to be a sailor.